Well, all right. That's interesting. I would think that you would not have that much trouble getting down here to and would you call it the mainland? I guess we would be the mainland. I apologize for my ignorance there, but I've never been to Alaska. It's on my bucket list, though.
We call the Continental 48, we call that the Lower 48. That's the term that we use, brother.
The Lower 48. All right. All right. Very good. So when you do, is it mostly California, Oregon, Arizona? Or do you have pretty good propagation into the East Coast?
Actually, the propagation from my QTH, from Anchorage, which is Alaska's a big state, and I'm in Anchorage, and we call that South Central Alaska. And Washington, Oregon, California, pretty good propagation there, but also Australia, Japan, and on 20 meters in the evening. I talked to a bunch of Russian, both European Russian and Asian Russian. They're superstitions. Maybe that's the reason they're so prevalent. But I've gotten a bunch of Russian contacts, and it's just easy to get them. Over.
Right. Good deal. Well, I would imagine it should not be that hard of a contact because apparently you could just look out your window and see Russia.
Ha! Roger, roger.
Sorry, couldn't resist that. I'm going to kick it back over to Jay and just see if Jay is able to 3 or 4 minutes here, maybe a little bit longer, and see if Jay is... have any improvement on his reception. Jay, are you copying the Alaska station now? In the long book. And what you'll need to do, Jay, is he's going to give you a signal report. He's going to give you some numbers. And I want you to look really carefully. If you can hear those numbers as he shouts them into the microphonium, you can do a log there, an official log of Anchorage. Are you ready for that? Matt is KL4 Charlie Whiskey. KL4 Kilo Kilo Lima 4 Charlie Whiskey. That is correct. But there was one of those numbers he repeated several times. He's going to give you two numbers. One is going to be your readability on 1 to 5, and the other one is going to be the signal report, 1 to 9. So listen really carefully. Go ahead.
5, 5, 55, 5, 5, 55, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 55, 55, 5, 5, 5, 5, 55. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Speed limit, speed limit, speed limit, 5, 5, 5. Over.
All right, how'd you do, Jay? Well,
let's try it again.
You got the first part. You got the first part. So he's going to give you the second.
Okay, the second number is 5, 5, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 5, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 5. Over.
All right. I think you got it. You want to read that back to him, Jay? All right.
And please ask Jay to give me both his call sign and his signal report for me.
Okay. His Jay's call sign is kilowatt 06. Oh, sorry, KO6. JLT, KO6, JLT, and he's going to give you I don't know if he can give you, but he needs a signal report from you, Jay. Numbers. So he's going to put in his log, he's going to do a 4-3. Is that correct there on that?
FEJ, please let him know that when he's trying to do this, when he's trying to get something in the logbook, what he needs to do is he needs to just give one set of numbers and not change the numbers. Let him know that the numbers change, of course, but just use just one set of numbers. And What I'm going to put in the call is that he is 5'5", and I am 4'3", over.
Okay, yeah, Matt was saying to stick with one set of numbers there, Jay. Makes it easier to log, and he is going to give you a 4. He's going to go to 4'3", and I'm sorry, I've got two cats up here. I've got a little bit of a QR cat. I got two of my main coons up here in the desk, batting my microphone, begging for treats. Over.
Yeah, so I am 4'3 from him, and he is 5'5 from me, and that makes it a good QSO, and I believe that J-K-O, Kilo Oscar 6, Juliet Lima Tango, has got himself an Alaska QSO. Over.
Thanks, Jim. You are officially logged, Jay, with your... your first Alaska QSO, so glad to help you along with that. So he has logged you in QRZ.
I just put Kilo Oscar 6 Juliet Lima Tango into QRZ, and I've got nothing. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Scratch that.
Right, and gotcha, got a bunch of noise there, Jay. Unfortunately, that happens. When I lived in the Bay Area, up here where I'm at, gosh, it's wonderful. I have, other than the atmospheric noise that comes with the band opening up, I run an S0 noise level over here. And boy, I'll tell you, one thing I love about this location is it's very quiet.
Roger. I'm just getting Jay's thing in QRZ, and he ought to be able to see it soon. And that's great. You know, it makes me think about getting a... I've been thinking about moving from Alaska. You know, when you're in Alaska, that's something you think about, moving to Lower 48. And if I do move to Lower 48, I mean, I'm pretty into ham radio these days, and one criteria that I would use for moving to Lower 48 is to find a low noise QPH. Over.
Yeah, that's important. I knew when I was in the Bay Area, my old location was about a F5. S6 at times, which, you know, for being in a populated area is not bad. But I'll tell you, when I moved up here, Matt, I have worked more QRP stations. I hear them calling me now, and they could be an S2, S3, and where I couldn't hear them before, I can hear them now. So I probably logged more QRP in the last 8-9 years than I have in, you know, the 30-some-odd, actually 40-some-odd years prior. I start doing the numbers here, and good Lord, I've had to take it for a long time.
Yeah, roger. I think it'd be fun to live in a place with low QRM. I'm not that bad here for QRM, but it's variable, and it depends upon the frequency. Like I say, I spent time on the Triple H net, and that's on 7.190. Actually, it's coming up here pretty soon. It starts at 11 p.m. Local time. I think that's 4. No, it's 7. That's 7 o'clock UTC. And oftentimes there is a huge QRM that's about 10K down. Doesn't bother me, but sometimes it moves over and it just wipes out my ability to talk with people on that frequency. Over.
KJ7, KJT, plus KL. All right, good deal. And I was going to take a little standby here real quick. I'm going to jump out of here in a few minutes, Matt. It's been up kind of early, so I'm getting, starting to feel the old Sandman tossing the sand here into the eyes. But we did have a breaking station. Go ahead.
Well, this is 2 minutes 7, 2 minutes 3 to 10, close to Haruma, out of Nome, Alaska. Oh, yeah, JJT, I've heard you off and on in a couple of different situations, and you're coming in pretty well here to Anchorage, Alaska. Over.
Oh, good deal, Matt. Yeah, I heard you guys on, and I thought I'd just give you a shout-out. I just wondered if the station in California could hear me. You should be able to.
Well, welcome aboard to Nome, Alaska. And I don't know if I got the call correct, but I got KJ7, Juliet Kilo Tango. And I don't know if I got that correct on 4-stroke KL. Did I get that correct?
Yes, Kilo Japan 7, Japan Tokyo, stroke Kilo Lima.
Okay, Japan Tokyo. All right, got it. What's the first name?
Well, the name here is Ray. We're all about 30 miles outside of Nome.
All right, Larry. Well, you are about a 5-7. 5-7 here into Northern California. My name is Mark, and I'm located on the shore of Lake Almanor. Over.
Oh, well, good deal, Mark. Yeah, you're coming in here a good 5-9. You've taken the meter. I believe we talked before, a few years ago or so, out of my home PTH in Arizona. But I'm up here 3 months a year or so, and I'm on a vehicle up here, so back to you.
Okay, good deal, Larry. Well, I'm glad that I was able to work you in both locations, Arizona and Alaska, and good signal. Yeah, I'm kind of a 40-meter junkie. You can find me out here quite often. And, I think tonight we must have a nice pipeline up into Alaska. Over.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, usually, for a 48, I could get the western states, but, to get the Midwest or the East Coast is really tough for them up here at Nome. It's like a propagation vacuum, it seems like, a lot of times.
So, Larry, what radio and antenna are you running there at Nome?
Well, I'm running an ICOM 3300, and I've got an Meritron 500 amp, and I got an off-center fixed dipole. And radio's here on my generator power, and I've got a couple of big batteries running my amplifier right now.
Okay, good deal. Well, your 7300 and 500 watts is definitely making a trip down here to Northern California. So good to meet you again, and hopefully when you come back down to the lower 48, we'll work your station again when you're down in Alaska. Well, gentlemen, down in Arizona, and I'm going to bail out here. As I mentioned earlier, I've got a desk full of kitty cats that are looking for treats, and I'm going to hit the hay. So Larry and Matt and Jake, who is listening down in Southern California. Nice to work you guys pushing the logbook tonight. It definitely made my my evening. Over, over.
Roger, roger. What I'd like to do right now is just to exchange signal reports with JJT, and then I wonder if JJT can talk to RMJ, Oscar 6 JLT down in California. Is that something people want to do? Over.
That was a pretty good double. Yeah, that was a double.
K-J7, JJT, you are 10 over, 10 over into Anchorage, Alaska. What is my signal report?
Well, Matt, you're about a 5-7. You're coming in here about a 5-7 right now.
Okay, I copy your 5-7, and like I said, you're 10 over. And I don't know if there's a guy down in California, and he's pretty new. And he's learning stuff, and it might be kind of fun to give him another Alaska QSO. I don't know if he's still on frequency, but what I'd like to do is see if I can hook you up with him. Does that sound like something to do?
Well, I heard about him, but I thought he was going to find out because the QRM was really bad.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that was K6FEJ. Let me just try. Kilo Oscar 6 JLT, Kilo Oscar 6 Juliet Lima Tango. Are you still on frequency? Are you still on frequency? Over. K06 JLT, can you hear Kilo Juliet 7, Juliet Juliet Tango / KL? Over. Kilo Oscar 6, Juliet.